H News Center time is 7:51, and the third Thursday of the month is State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich joins me now with Legislative Update. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. And we talked about this before, I believe, but you've introduced a bill on domestic violence that made news this week. And tell us about the bill and what it does.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have been hearing stories from survivors for months and months. I've been talking with domestic violence advocates in our community and in Bridgeport and elsewhere, and also with judges and lawyers in this state and in other states to find out what best practices really are, because nobody should be dying due to domestic violence. Nobody should be suffering from domestic violence when they ask for help. And this is how we know our system is failing, is when women such as Jennifer Dulow say that they are in danger and the system doesn't believe them and doesn't protect them, then the system has failed. So what I've done is I've compiled about 10 recommendations for things that would help at every level of the system. So we have to remember that it takes an extraordinary amount of strength for a woman to leave an abusive situation, because she's only there in that situation because somebody is intimidating her and threatening her into submission. So to gather the strength to leave is already a superhuman effort. One of the main problem areas is in child custody, where women's claims of abuse, even when they're proven, and their claims of child sexual abuse, even when they're proven, not only are not being believed by judges, but are used against them, and custody is being awarded to abusers 3 times more often. And we know this from a study that was published this past summer.
Okay, so your legislation does what? It addresses those issues in what way?
Yeah, it addresses, well, first what it does is it actually does exactly what Congress has instructed us to do. So in September 2018, when the House of Representatives was majority Republican, there was a resolution that was issued, it's called House Congressional Resolution 72, that asked every state to reform its family court system and make abuse and violence the first factor that's considered in determining best interests of the child, in determining custody. Right now in our state, and in many other states, it's one of 16 factors that are considered, but it's totally at the discretion of the judge, and oftentimes it's just sort of canceled out. Well, he said, she said. That is not acceptable, because we know that when there is abuse and violence happening in the home, it explains so much about the dynamic and people's actions. So that has to be considered first in order to guarantee the safety of the children. So this is why my bill is called the Child Safety First Bill, because in order to protect children who are not only traumatized by witnessing abuse, but that is abuse in and of itself, when what they see is a power and control dynamic between their parents, and one parent being intimidated into submission, that is destructive and damaging to the child forever. So we have to think about the children's safety first, and we have to make sure that our courts are addressing that issue first and foremost. And then there are other components to the bill, such as requiring legal assistance for women who are in danger and want to try to get a restraining order. We know from a study that was done that when women have somebody just helping them fill out the affidavit, they are 50% more likely to get a restraining order. And it's very difficult to get a restraining order in Connecticut. These are not given out easily. It's really only when a woman believes or somebody believes that they are and has evidence that they are in imminent danger of physical harm. So we have to find ways that people can navigate the system, that they can be believed, and that we as a society can protect them. We should err on the side of safety and caution.
And what's the response you've gotten, or you've been able to find out if there's a support for this bill, and how will it pass through this session?
Well, every time I have presented it in public, people come up to me, mostly women, and say, thank you so much. This is the first time that we've heard somebody actually tell our truth and our experience, and thank you for doing this. Will it pass out of session this time? You know, that's really up to the chairs of the Judiciary Committee, my colleagues, because this is a short session, so only a committee can introduce a bill. So I've written to them, I've spoken to them. If anybody cares about this issue, they should call them and do the same, and also call their own reps and state senators and galvanize support for it, because now is the time. I mean, tragedies should never happen, but when they do, hopefully people focus on what we need to do to solve and prevent future tragedies. So now is the time to move this forward.
And then finally, Senator, less than 3 weeks to go before the session starts. Will there be a special session on transportation?
I'm not kicking that around. That either. I'm not in charge of that either. If I were a betting person, which I'm not, I would bet no, there will not be. So we'll see.
All righty.
The clock has run down. The clock has run down. We've been at this for a year, and it's very disappointing what the result is. Very, very disappointing.
Then what's the process then? If there's no special session, does it get taken up again in the new session?
Again, that would be up to the committee chairs, the Transportation Committee chairs, Carlo Leone from Stanford and Roland Lamar from New Haven. So I am the vice chair of both of these committees, Transportation and Judiciary, so you can be sure I'll be advocating strenuously for both of these issues. But, you know, there are some big and powerful forces at play, and I'm more than happy to expose them and to let people know what's really going on behind the scenes. So we can save that for another discussion.
All right, we'll have that one in February. Thanks very much, Senator.
Thank you, Jen.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
State Senator Alexandra Berkstein joins me third Thursday of the month.
Clock this morning to 7 o'clock tonight, becoming partly sunny, windy, and colder today. Morning highs 34.